Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am your host, Lucky, and today we are going over to my anime list once again. We are doing part two of this list, and if I don't think of anything... Actually, no, we're going to be doing the Weekend Talk tomorrow, so you guys have that to look forward to. Either way, let's get going. So last time we ended off on... And by the way, there will be a link to this in the info box. Don't know if you guys spoiled yourselves by checking a little bit further down. But the last thing we talked about, I remember, is Spy Classroom. Seems kind of pretty interesting. Anyway, the next one we're going to go into is By the Grace of the Gods Season 2. I don't know too much about this one, if I'm being honest with you. I've heard of it, but yeah, I've never really heard about it. Next one over here, it doesn't really have a description on it. This one's coming out on January 8th. Don't know where this is going to be at. So, high school student, Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible is the next one. This is coming out January 10th of 2023. High school student Junta Shiraishi has a simple goal to live a fulfilling youth. However, achieving this goal appears to be harder than expected, as everyone in his surroundings often fails to notice him due to his lack of presence. In fact, Shiraishi's lack of presence is so severe that people think that his seat in class is always empty, and mistakenly assume that he often skips school. There is even a weird rumor spreading around in class claiming that those who successfully spot Shiraishi will be blessed with good fortune for the day. So far, the only person who notices his existence is Nagisa Kubo, the girl seated next to him. Unfortunately for him, though, Kubo likes to tease him on a daily basis and often puts him into unprecedented and nerve-wracking situations. However, as Kubo's playful antics continue to involve the reluctant Shiraishi, he may soon discover that his youth might not be as boring as he initially thought. Huh, that sounds pretty interesting. I'm going to reserve my judgment until I figure out more about this. It sounds kind of cool, if I'm being honest with you. I've always kind of liked that, very typical trope. It's either very popular girl or very popular guy. It didn't say popular girl or guy, but I'm just going to assume here. Brings the wallflower out of their comfort zone, and then they end up, you know, yada yada yada. You guys have seen it all before, right? Very very cool idea here. This is coming out January 10th. Let's just say Crunchyroll. Who knows? The Ice Guy and His Cool Female Colleague. Himuro is an office worker who belongs to a race of supernatural beings with strange. Hold on, I was not expecting this to go this way. So if you guys aren't following along, the thumbnail is just like literally a bunch of people walking in like business suits and stuff. Was not expecting any of this to go. Let me go back real quick. I'm just gonna read this all again. And okay, Himuro is an office worker who belongs to a race of supernatural beings with strange powers. Whenever he is deep in concentration, he subconsciously plunges his poor coworkers into a close rendition of the Arctic. Even so, contrary to his icy powers, Himuro is a warm and kind person. He likes flowers and cats, but alas, he cannot get too close to either. Himuro has a soft spot for his colleague, Fuyutsuki, a calm woman who has a knack for providing simple solutions to his unconventional problems. By the way, I just want to point this out. I know somebody that, like, a married couple that are a lot like this. the one guy I call Captain Chaos and his wife, dude, they are exactly like this. But anyway, without the cold, weird powers. When Fuyutsuki does something for him, a snowstorm of emotions builds inside Himuro's heart, and he fails to notice the raging snowstorm he causes on the office floor. Thanks to his snowy tantrums, Himuro's feelings are apparent to everyone but Fuyutsuki. However, fueled by immense adoration and desire, Himuro is prepared to do whatever it takes to capture her heart. I feel like Fuyu means something that is close to cold, but I'm not too sure. Anyway, this one is interesting. Trigun Stampede. It doesn't say anything about this. So, that's interesting. Don't know what to think. I've never watched the original Trigun, so no clue. Okay, come on, guys. What are we doing here? My life is Inukai-san's dog. What is this? The thumbnail is telling me everything I need to think I need to know. They say every dog has his day. That's especially true for our protagonist, who was just turned into a dog, now lives every day under the care of his crush, Inukai-san. She happily dotes on her new companion, and while he wants to return to human form someday, there's something wonderful about being cared for by the person he loves. Yeah, so if you guys aren't seeing this, this is just basically an upshot from like the dog's point of view. And I was like, all right, I think I know where we're going with this. Oh, and this is gonna be on High Dive, by the way. They've actually shown me a couple of these on here. So yeah, that's interesting. Did they show anything else? No, I didn't really show too much else. Okay. Next up, the fruit of evolution. Before I knew it, my life had, I don't know what the rest of this says. This is the second season of it. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about this, to be honest with you. The fruit of evolution, before I knew it, my life had it made. That's interesting. I don't know if I've ever, like I said, I've heard of it. I just don't know too much about it. Let me see if I recognize any of these. Because a couple of these look really interesting. Because I don't know where to go with the with this. How much time do we got left? Okay, yeah, we got plenty of time. Let me go ahead and go into some that look interesting. How about that? I don't want to read this one, but I'll tell you why. Onimai, I'm now your sister. I'm not going to read that, but I'll just let your imagination go to whatever you want it to go to. Anyway. What is this one? Okay, let's see what this one is. Ningen Fushin, adventurers who don't believe in humanity will save the world. That's an interesting one. The story begins with Nick, an experienced adventurer whose party is led by his mentor and father figure, Argus. Following the completion of their latest job, Nick discovers a chunk of the money has gone missing and realizes one of the party members is the culprit. To his surprise, Argus forgives the member and instead expels Nick after being accused of also embezzling funds. One night, after several weeks in a downward spiral, Nick ends up in a local tavern where fate leads him to meeting three fellow adventurers. After a night of drinking, the four bond over their own betrayals and their destroyed ability to trust anyone. This is when Nick hatches on the idea of for the four to form a party. Thus, the story begins with a party of adventurers united in their belief that humans are, I'm not gonna say that word, but let's just say they are terrible and desires to make some honest coin. That sounds awesome. I always love the unwitting, what do I say? The protagonist who actually doesn't want to be like a hero. I like that trope. I like it a lot. I don't know why what it is about it. I think it's just them un like just not want, because a lot of people, you know, nothing wrong with it, but there's a lot of shonen out there where it's like, I want to be the hero, I want to be the Hokage, I want to be the magic the Wizard King, I want to be like this, right? There's not too many like anime out there now. It seems like there's a little bit more, but like the good example of this is I Was Banished from the Heroes Party. Don't know if you guys saw that one. Really, really good anime, by the way. But that one was just like, you know, this guy who gets kicked out of the Heroes Party, and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, I guess I'll just sit back and relax, and doesn't really get to do that. And you know, you'll kind of see why if you ever get to see it. But yeah, I kind of like that. Or oh, there was another one that I just saw in high. We talked about it, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. Where like this hero is just super duper powerful and basically says like, "Hey, I gave up on humanity, and now I'm gonna go help the Demon King out." So, anyway. Huh. Okay. You have my attention with this. We got another isekai here, but let me see what. The reincarnation of the strongest exorcist in another world. So, this kind of reminds me of the, gosh, dude. What is it called? It has a long name. We talked about it on the weekend talk. The assassination one, where, the assassination aristocrat, if you guys remember that. Either way. So I'm wondering what this is gonna be, right? Is this like the same thing, but just with an exorcist. After the betrayal of his companions, Hariyoshi, the strongest diviner, was on the verge of dying. Hoping to be happy in the next life, he attempted the secret reincarnation technique and was sent to a different world. Okay, can I just tell you something? This sounds awesome already, because there's so many isekais where they just kind of happen for no reason, right? Or they happen on the other side, meaning like somebody summons a hero from the made-up world, right? But this one sounds kind of interesting, because this is actually somebody who's doing it on their side. So born into a family of magicians, hoping to be happy in the next life, he attempts with the secret reincarnation technique and was sent to a different world. Born into a family of magicians, the magic he didn't inherit paled in comparison to his previous abilities as an omoyoji. Who needs magic? I'll survive in this world with my old techniques. Interesting. Okay. You know what? This sounds kind of interesting. I would... I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm isekai'd out already, dude, because I feel like I might be. I feel like I'm getting close to it. But speaking of isekai, why don't we go to another one? Handyman Saito in Another World. Very short description here. Saito... by the way, all these are coming around in like January 5th, all that other stuff. January... Oh, one of these actually came out December... Yeah, around January 3rd, 5th, that kind of thing. This one's January 8th. Handyman Saito. Oh, excuse me. In Another World. Saito is an ordinary handyman that gets transported to another world where his skills are very useful. He starts to really understand what it means to be needed. Sounds pretty simple, but... I'm interested to see... Let me see what if I can find anything else that's... I don't know how I feel about that one. Let me go down here a little bit. Ooh, campfire cooking in another world with my absurd skill. Sorry, the thumbnail makes me think of like Toriko, but isekai. Along with three other heroes, 27-year-old Makota Tsuyoshi is transported into a fantasy world to rescue a kingdom from a mysterious threat. However, it soon becomes clear that Tsuyoshi has been dragged into the summoning ritual by accident. His only skill turns out to be food menu, which allows him to open an interface where he can purchase and obtain food-related supermarket items from modern Japan. Unceremoniously booted out of the palace, Tsuyoshi sets out on his own way into this new world. However, his ability to create delicious dishes unknown to this world soon pays dividends after attracting the legendary wolf Fenrir. Fenrir is so taken in by the food that the creature immediately forms a contract with Tsuyoshi, becoming his familiar. Followed by this whimsical, mythical being, Tsuyoshi takes up a job as a merchant and adventurer, traveling and cooking up mouth-watering meals that never fail to amaze the inhabitants of this world. That sounds like one I could see. That sounds like one I could get used to. Actually, kind of reminds me of like Spice and Wolf a little bit, just without the... I don't know if it's going to have romance, but just without the romance. Excuse me. Yeah, it sounds kind of interesting, actually. I don't know. I just saw the thumbnail. I was just thinking of... if you guys have never seen Toriko, there's a wolf in there named Terry Cloth. Yes, that's the wolf's name. Yeah, so... what else is here? Dude, they got a lot... Dude, there's so much stuff coming out next year, dude. This is so crazy. I don't even know what to think of any of this stuff. Let me take a look here. Okay, what about this one? The Tale of Outcast. Wisteria is an orphan girl living in a corner of the British Empire at the end of the 19th century. Her life is desolate and bleak until she encounters Marbus, a powerful but equally lonely immortal being with a furry appearance. Well, of course he does. Hounded by hunters, together Wisteria and Marbus roam the empire populated by humans and human-like beasts in search of a place where they can live together in peace. Sounds a little bit like the Grimoire of Zero, if I'm being honest with you, but yeah, you know, not too bad. Got Legend of Heroes. I know a lot of people were light. A lot of people weren't super into it, so just throwing that out there. Oh yeah, Orphan. That's right. I forgot about that. What is that? Sorry, I'm gonna read it. This one apparently already came out, so I'm just gonna go ahead and look at it. Robotic order maids. This came out December 5th, apparently. Robotic order maids are popping up in every household, and 10-year-old Bonda Tyra has found out that his two closest friends, Matsuo and Gaichi Gorilla, have order maids too. Matsuo, in particular, owns Mako, a beautiful robot that gives excellent massages and serves drinks with a smile. Jealous of his friend, Bondo convinces his mother to get him an order maid, hoping for a similar experience. However, to Bondo's surprise, the maid that appears outside his door is incredibly muscular and clumsy enough to destroy a house when completing simple chores. Going by the name Roboco, his new robot is the exact opposite of what Bondo wanted. But despite that, Bondo, together with his friends, learns that there is more to Roboco than they could ever expect. Yeah, I was gonna say the cover of this, I was like, what is going on with this, dude? Like, that is kind of insane. Let's read one more. How about that? Make it a good one. Let me see. Oh, what? They got a judo anime, bro. Oh, wait, I thought this, didn't this happen before? Wait a minute. Oh man, wait. Ippon, hold on. Whoops, sorry. I'm trying to see here. I'm just trying to make sure that there's not another one. Oh wow, this is just like the first one. Okay, let's read it. Dude, I'm down for a judo anime. Let's do it. Let me see this. By the way, this is going to be on High Dive. After one last tournament, after an embarrassing loss in the final round, Michi decides to call it quits on the sport of judo. Between high school, social activities, and entrance exams, she'll have no time to compete in the martial arts she loves the most. But putting aside old hobbies is a normal part of growing up. Still, the love of judo lingers, and it comes back full force when she meets her new classmate, Towa, the girl who bested Michi in her final match. Towa wants to form a judo club at their school, but she'll need new members to get it up and running. United by their love for judo, they'll throw in their passions into the ring together and score Ippon again. That is awesome, dude. I really want to see that, dude. I've not seen it. That's funny enough, I've never seen a judo anime. By the way, if you don't know what Ippon is, it's a score in judo. I don't really know how judo score. I've heard the idea, but it's kind of like in other martial arts, you know, where you get points, like that's the idea. It's like the highest point that you can get. But either way, that sounds interesting. I'm willing to give it a shot, man. I'm willing to give it a shot. I've seen judo in martial arts anime. I've just never seen it get like its own anime. So I'm down for it. By the way, if anybody ever wants to do a Brazilian jiu-jitsu anime, could we just like get that going? Like I would love to see that. By the way, I understand why it's not an anime because it's so difficult. It would be so difficult to animate, you know, whereas like kicks, punches and stuff, it's not that it's easy to animate, but like, you know, they don't have all the different contortions and everything. So either way, what do you guys think? That pretty much covers mostly everything, but remember you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, we'll have a link to this list in the info box. There's a couple things I didn't go over just for time's sake. Also remember you can always email us at anime casuals with an S, real R-E-A-L at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.